12 o'clock. You're in tune to KZSU Stanford. It's another edition of the Lunch Special, and I do want to let you know tonight in Palo Alto, question, do you like corporate personhood like Citizens United versus FEC? Corporations have hijacked our government. We need to take it back. An important tool in the hijacking was corporate personhood. Ending it will help restore democracy. You can find out all about this tonight at the First Presbyterian Church, at the First Baptist Church, at 305 North California Avenue on Bryant Street in Palo Alto, tonight at 7 o'clock, speaking Move to Amend in Corporate Personhood, sponsored by Peninsula Peace and Justice. You can find out all the information you need to know at peaceandjustice.org. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. Your future depends on it.
The Stanford Blood Center serves not only Stanford Hospital and Lucille Packard Children's Hospital, but several other local hospitals as well, and they need your help to save lives. If you are in good health and between the ages of 17 and 74, the Stanford Blood Center invites you to donate. You can even make an appointment online. All blood types are needed. For more information, please visit bloodcenter.stanford.edu. That's bloodcenter.stanford.edu. Or call 650-723-7831.
Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. Today, very unprecedented. I don't think it's ever happened here before. We have the entire ASSU executive cabinet in our midst, right up to the vice president. Last week we had the president. We're going to introduce all of them, basically one at a time. They've all brought a little music. We're going to talk. We're going to find out what the student government is about, what they do here. And I want to welcome all of you. And let's do this. Stuart McGregor Dennis is with us. You're no stranger to these airwaves. Welcome back, Stuart.
Hi there. How's it going?
It's going real good. Now, you brought your executive cabinet today. Last week, we had the president, the student body president on, Michael. Today, it's you, along with the cabinet. What I've asked you guys to do is each bring a song in. We'll play it, then we'll talk to you about your respective role in all this, and then go right down the list. So what are you going to play for the folks right now?
So I'm going to play one of the first songs that I heard on my way into Stanford. It's called Shake It by Metro Station. The first morning that I arrived on Stanford before Spot, this is what we woke up to. So I'm excited. Here we go.
Cool.
It was working before.
Well, you know, is it an iPad? It's some kind of pad, right? Those pads are funny. We have a... Okay, try it one more time. Start it over. You got it? Okay, here we go. This is it.
Your body's cold, but girl, we're getting so warm. And I was thinking of ways that I could get inside. Get inside. So now you're falling in love. Let me go now. This feeling's tearing me up. Here we go now. Now she doesn't like this, will you do it like that? Now she doesn't like this, will you touch her eyes?
Shake, shake.
and welcome to this very special edition of Lunch Special here on KZSU. We have the student governments sitting in our midst, and one by one we're going to introduce all of them, but the student body vice president, Stuart McGregor Dennis.
Hey there, Bert.
Hey, how you doing, Stu?
Doing very well this morning.
Getting ready for class, man. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
I still have no idea what I'm taking, but that's fine.
That's okay. You're the vice president. You can do that, right?
I think it's in the job description.
There you go. Let's get an overall view of, we have the folks sitting right here. Welcome all. Thank you for coming. I know you're all busy. Stuart, you're kind of the senior member here in the sense that you guys got elected, so you appointed a cabinet.
That's correct.
And in talking off mic, a few of these folks have come up with the ideas of their cabinet position on their own and proposed it to you, and the president, and you guys said, yeah, we like that. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I really genuinely think that the people we have in this room and some of the other cabinet members we have are really a subset of the most talented students on campus. I mean, just kind of briefly looking over them, we have kind of Vineet, who started two nonprofits. We have Michael Fisher, who's like a CS genius in the PhD program. R. Sally pretty much is a leader in almost all communities on campus, and Jenny is one of the most kind of inspiring activists I know. So super excited just to be working with this group of people.
This is great. Why don't we go ahead and have you all introduce yourselves? Vineet, why don't you start? And you didn't tell me you did two nonprofits. Wait a minute. Hold on. Go for it.
Hi, Bert. Thank you so much. It's truly an honor to be here. I started a nonprofit organization called Anjana Patient Education when I was a sophomore. I actually took a quarter off from Stanford and worked in a free clinic, and I realized the importance of patient education and chronic disease prevention. And I've been growing that since my sophomore year. And late last year, I was selected to head this new nonprofit organization called 100,000 Cheeks, which is focused on registering more donors on the National Bone Marrow Registry using social media.
Who selected you?
The Haas Center for Public Service at Stanford.
They just called you up one day and said, would you do this?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things that was very serendipitous. I mean, at the time, I was extremely occupied with classes, just like every other Stanford student. But for me, the true motivation was the fact that registering more donors on the bone marrow registry is something that results in immediate impact for so many people, and so many people can benefit in terms of real, chance of getting a new start for a lot of patients who have cancer. And for me, I thought this was an extremely amazing opportunity to do something that had real direct impact. That was my motivation.
That's Vineet, and is it Singhal?
Yes.
Vineet Singhal, Chair of Social Entrepreneurship here at Stanford, part of the ASSU's Executive Cabinet. You've all been handpicked but you applied too. It wasn't just that you were handpicked. Next up is Michael Fisher. Michael, your Chief Technology Officer. Go ahead and introduce yourself and talk about your position.
Hi, Bird. Thanks so much for having us. I'm the Chief Technology Officer, and what we're trying to do is assemble a team to empower every single Stanford student on campus with technology. And then
I thought they would already all have. Don't they all have it? Don't you guys all have laptops and
tweets? We do, but there's so many applications of technology. So we have a social calendar that we're working on to give everyone access to all the events that are happening on campus.
That hasn't existed before?
It has, but we're trying to bring it to the next level and make it get full distribution. We also have some stuff we're working on with data visualization to look at all the different data sources that Stanford is producing and set up a website so that everyone can visualize and analyze that data. We have another thing building an application for mobile phones where so people can check into different areas on campus with a QR code. We have another thing going on where we're gamifying certain aspects of Stanford where you get points that you can redeem in different areas for when you do certain actions.
You said gamify?
Yes.
I've never heard that word before. That's kind of cool.
But even more so than any of these individual applications, the thing I'm most excited about is that we're taking all these different applications that we're developing at Stanford, and what we're open sourcing every single one of them. And then we're zipping it up and putting it into a zip file, and trying to get it distributed across every campus in the entire world.
This is pretty heady stuff. This is almost like the Google guys who were here just before you guys, and they came up with an idea and took it off campus, and we all know where that went. This is wonderful stuff. You know, in the outside world, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, when a lot of folks hear the word Stanford, they think money, power, privilege, and it's not about color anymore. This used to be an all-white campus way back before you guys were even thought of. But this is, I'm great we're having a chance to air this out, because I'm not sure if the general public is aware of the fact of how deep this is really social, serious social social stuff going on here in a deep way. Next up, we have Araceli Mondragon. Did I say it right?
Yeah, that's right.
Great. Get Roy real close to that mic, Araceli. And you're chair of the Community Action Board. So introduce yourself and talk about your role in student government here at Stanford.
Okay, so my name is Araceli, and right now I'm chairing a community action board of 23 representatives from different leaders from communities all over campus. So we have like ethnic, religious, sexual orientation, women's, Greek, athletes. So we have a good variety on our board. And
you think there's anybody that's not represented? Did you miss any?
I mean, we have a very diverse campus, which is one of the like beautiful part
sure.
things about campus.
Sure.
So we
you think you've covered everybody?
I think we still have, there's a lot more communities out there on campus, and we tried to be comprehensive, but that doesn't mean we can't work with other student leaders.
And it's kind of up to them to speak up too, right? If they're a community,
yeah,
they should let it be known.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I think, so the overall vision of the board is really kind of fostering this culture of appreciation for the value of community, and then also just recognizing and celebrating difference. Because, like I said, our campus is so diverse, and it's really something to be celebrated.
Definitely. When you were in high school, did you ever think you'd end up sitting where you're sitting right now, doing what you're doing?
No, I don't think I did. I'm glad I did.
Definitely. You kind of grew into it, huh?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And a couple of you mentioned off air that you kind of came up with the ideas for these spots. Like they weren't chair of social entrepreneurship. Yours, chair of the Community Action Board, Araceli, you kind of came up with the idea for this, right?
No,
you didn't. It was already here.
So we used to have chair of diversity, tolerance, and equality.
Okay.
And it was a little the vice president, president, and chief of staff kind of came together and brainstormed revamping a little bit the position, and they came up with this community action board.
Very cool. Well, you've all brought some songs too. We're going to get into that, but we want to move on to, I'm going to mispronounce it. I know I am. I do it every day. So please, and say your last name too.
Sure. My name's Jenini Balasubramanian.
Chair of Food Cabinet. And
that's right.
We talked off mic, and I didn't realize how big a deal food was on campus. Speak about, first of all, introduce yourself. Where are you from?
Sure.
And how did you get to Stanford?
How did I get to Stanford? So my name is Jenini, like I said, and I'm the chair of food for the ASSU this year. I was born in Bangalore, India, and my folks live in Missouri right now. I got to Stanford mostly identifying as an anti-racist activist, and that's the kind of organizing that I had done back home. And
you mean when you were in high school?
When I was in high school.
You were an organizer in high school?
I was an organizer in high school with other youth anti-racist activists.
Is there a lot of that going on in Missouri?
There's enough going on in Missouri that there's a nice community of us to do it.
I like it. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so when I got here, that's when I really started to get into food more as more than just a personal issue. I had been vegan for a while and still am. And I realized that I wanted to sort of merge these worlds of, you know, my personal consumption politics and what I was doing on an organizing level. And so I started taking more classes related to food and sort of introducing the concept of food organizing into the groups that I was involved with. And right now I work with a few different groups aside from the ASSU on food issues. I work with the Stanford Dining Sustainable Food Program and also with a national nonprofit called Real Food Challenge as one of our regional organizers. And in both those roles, I work on purchasing food and certifying food that is, you know, not detrimental to communities of farmers, workers, and their families, and also food that is supportive of the health of our own communities. So I thought of this idea of the chair of food as a way to, one, to cohere the food movement that is happening on campus. There are a lot of really great groups out there. Stanford Glean, the Stanford Farm Project, SSS had a food subgroup going on for some time. But I feel like the gap, what was missing is that a lot of these people weren't talking to each other, and a lot of them didn't know what the other groups were doing. And on the other side of things, faculty and administrators are also doing a lot of really great sort of innovative work around food. So I thought, okay, we really just need to get all these people in the same room sometimes and working on the same projects. So one, really cohering that movement, building that network. Very selfishly, I want to tap into that network so we can all support each other as we move beyond Stanford, pursuing our own food organizing work, you know, beyond the 4 years that we've got together. And two, I think it's really important to establish food as this sort of urgent and huge issue. If I had to rank global issues, I would put food as my number one, like without a doubt, because it is so intersectional. It involves sustainability and social justice. It involves that, and also it can operate on a personal, community, and institutional level. Mm-hmm. And it's something that it needs people from, you know, a variety of disciplines and also a variety of communities all working together on it. So another one of our major goals is to really raise the level of, you know, food consciousness in the student body and also the Stanford community more broadly.
And that is...
Janani.
Janani, sorry, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce your last name, but Chair of Food Cabinet. This is the student government, the ASSU student government, and... you guys are amazing me. You're killing me, man. You're just knocking me out. This is I would have never thought that this kind of stuff was going on behind the scenes, especially with the student government. You could be a lot more frivolous and probably get away with it. And this is great. You've all I had you all pick some music, and we're going to start it off with Marvin Gaye. Janani, why did you pick the Marvin? Obviously, you know, you are an activist, so I know why you picked it. But just go ahead and set this up.
I think Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology is a pretty salient song for a lot of the issues that we're facing today. And it was also the song that inspired some of my first taste of environmental justice work on Stanford's campus. So I hope folks enjoy it.
Where did you first hear Marvin Gaye?
Where did I first hear Marvin Gaye?
When you were a kid?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Your parents' house? Do they have it?
Yeah, my parents actually do have a Marvin Gaye CD, and they have the one with Mercy, Mercy Me on it.
Very cool. Here it is, Marvin Gaye on the Lunch Special.
The blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost mother. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are lies. Mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Marvin Gaye. It is about the ecology. Watch out on this September 12th, the day after 9/11. We'll get into that and what you guys all think about that in a minute. But I want to give the folks a little musical set here. This show is primarily about music, but we also like to engage the guests and find out who they are and what they do here on campus. Araceli Mondragon. Get the mic up. Araceli, you picked a song by The Strokes.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and set this up?
All right. So I first listened to The Strokes in high school. I think they're a pretty good band. So the song title is actually You Only Live Once. So just as a reminder to really kind of take some time to really celebrate all the beauty around us. And I think that goes perfectly with my position because there's so many interesting people from different backgrounds, different religious beliefs, different ethnicities. And I think we should all really take the time and really get to know everyone around campus and celebrate, like I said, difference.
That's a great way to put it, especially on this day after 9/11, because we've seen what when you go the other way, people get discriminated against and then they get labeled and then things go all to hell. And if everybody knew everybody better, then we probably wouldn't have that problem, huh? Let's check this song out. That was The Strokes. And in case you just tuned in, this is the lunch special. You can hear the lunch special on a wonderful website called Radio for All. Radio, the number four, all. The show is archived there, .org. And it goes up like the next day. And you just type in lunch special on the search window, KZSU. And you'll come up with a show name. And today it's the ASSU Executive Cabinet, all of them. And Araceli, you picked that last song, And are we ready for the next one? Are we ready, Stuart?
Yeah, this is Vineet's song up, so maybe you can...
Yeah, I want Vineet to talk about this. Vineet, you're the chair of social entrepreneurship. We just talked about that. This is a very interesting song you've picked. Set this up. This is a friend of yours?
Yeah, this is a friend of mine. Her name is Debonte. She's a Stanford PhD in chemistry. She's about to graduate. And she's not a professional singer, but she contributed a verse to this song, which comes toward the end of the song. And this song is sung by this Argentinian band called Indra Mantras. And they are very heavy in the, you know, the slow meditation type music. So it's a very slow, very peaceful song.
Good. We need to relax. Hit it.
Narayana Hari Om. Hare Krishna, Hare Om.
That was one of the songs picked by the student government here with us, meaning the executive cabinet, the brand new executive cabinet here at Stanford University. And Vineet, what group was that? They're from, where did you say? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
This band is called Indra Mantras, and they're from Argentina.
And your friend wrote one of the verses of that song.
She sang one of the verses.
She was in there singing.
Yeah, she was the girl voice at the end.
Wow, very cool. Is she from Argentina?
No, she's from India. She's from Calcutta.
She met him here?
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on. I heard last year that I was at Powwow, and somebody told me that there was like five or six bands that came out of Stanford that put out records. I mean, you know, nobody thinks of Stanford graduates coming out like that. Anyway, moving along now, Michael Fisher, Chief Technology Officer, part of the student government. Michael, you picked a song. Why don't you set it up?
This is Such Great Heights by the Postal Service.
Why?
It's simple. It's beautiful. It's positive. It's empowering. It's uplifting. And I always tap my toe when I listen to it.
Those are five great reasons.
Thank you.
Let's play it. Thank you. And Michael Fisher, you picked that song. Tell us, remind us again what that was, who that was.
That was the Postal Service.
Get real close to that mic.
That was the Postal Service. The song was called Such Great Heights.
Were you tapping your toes?
I was tapping both. I was tapping all 10 of my toes.
All right. That's good. That's good. Okay, let's get back into this. Now, this is just in case you tuned in. This show is primarily about music, but today we've been blessed by having the ASSU, that's the Associated Students. What's the U stand for? University?
Stanford.
Yeah. Associated Students of Stanford University.
Okay. It's the Executive Cabinet. Now, I don't want to say you're handpicked, but the President and Vice President get elected, and then you folks come in, you apply, and you actually make suggestions. We have a Chair of Food Cabinet. We have a Chair of Social Entrepreneurship. We have a Chief Technology Officer. And we have a Chair of Community Action Board. They've all described their roles here down the line. And Janani, well, let's start with you. What are you most excited about? What are you looking forward to? And what's your overall vision of what you want to accomplish in this very short time? Because really, April's the election, and you guys, but somebody else will come in to do something else after you guys, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of our major focuses is definitely institutionalizing the work that we're doing this year, setting it up so that what we do
will live beyond you.
Right, and happens again and again because it's housed in departments and it's housed in administrative services like dining or res ed and is built into the fabric of the student government for years to come.
So you want to create another bureaucracy?
We want to create a lot of support all over the university for food work.
That's a great way to put it. And be a little specific.
Sure.
What do you plan on doing?
So the first quarter, some of the stuff we've got lined up, our major sort of, you know, blast-off event is Food Day. And that's a national holiday.
When is that?
On October 24th, Monday, October 24th. And we're going to have a week of events lined up in the dining halls and houses and field trips, service projects.
Really?
Like tons of stuff.
Do you need to use the radio, you think?
I was just going to ask you if we could just be on this radio.
Blue, are we booked on Monday, October 24th? See if we're booked. Let's do Food Day.
All right, let's do a Food Day show.
I mean, you could use the radio for that, right?
Totally could.
So you said this is international?
So it's a new national holiday. You can think of it like Earth Day for food. People are doing actions all over the country, and student organizing, you know, a lot of social change gets a major head start, kickstart at universities, right? So campus organizing around Food Day is some of the most exciting stuff. I also work with an organization that is doing Food Day organizing campuses all across California.
Uh-huh.
So, and Stanford, I'm happy to say, is going to have some of the most exciting activities going on, but a lot of folks are doing really cool stuff at other campuses.
What kind of stuff is exciting stuff is Stanford going to have?
We're going to have film screenings, tons of speakers coming in talking about their work, field trips to farms, to the Stanford farm itself, pizza parties at the Stanford farm in the big of like clay oven that is shaped like a bird.
Is this a week-long thing, or is this all in one day?
No, there's a week of events leading up to Food Day, so it's 8 days. So it's like a week plus a day.
Kind of like Mardi Gras.
I guess you could call it kind of like Mardi Gras.
Well, Mardi Gras is just one
more
day,
sustainable than Mardi Gras.
Yeah, sure. Well, hey, Mardi Gras lived through Katrina, so, you know, it's pretty sustainable. That is wonderful. That's great. You know, this is how things happen. I mean, I didn't know who you guys were until today, and we met, and now we're looking at having Food Day on the air here. This is amazing. And you just heard from Janani. I finally got it right.
You did.
Chair of the Food Cabinet. Next, Araceli Mondragon, your chair of the Community Action Board. And what's your vision for what you think you can accomplish in this time that you have?
So I'd say overall two things. The first, really advocating for our communities all around campus. So I think it starts with kind of like creating an appreciation for communities because they are great intellectual spaces. They're comfort places where they provide all sorts of resources for students to really kind of like empower them. And I think one thing we want to do is really kind of like advocate for those communities, help bring as many resources as possible, whether it be like the creation of organizations like this new organization that students are trying to start up called Power to Act, Abilities Coming Together. So helping empower students in that way, or helping bring resources to different community centers. And I think second thing is, because we have all these great communities, because we have all these people, diverse people, that one other thing we really want to do is bring awareness about these places and these communities. And I think one thing we really want to do is kind of start with the board. We have 23 people from very different backgrounds, and it's kind of like getting to getting each of them to kind of like, and it does, you have to go through a process, and it is kind of like discomforting to enter someone else's space that you really don't know, but I think it's valuable that we do, and we learn about each other. And I think that's one of the things we want to really start with the board, is really kind of like get to know each of those communities, really learn to appreciate each other, and then amplifying it over campus, whether it be bringing back diversity workshops in dorms, whether it be helping different helping bring more diversity into residential education. I think that there's a lot we can do with existing resources and existing administrators, existing faculty and student groups, to really kind of bring, like I said earlier, a culture of appreciation and celebration of difference.
Maybe, and I don't know if you touched on this, but maybe you could find a common area and bring them together into it. It's one thing to have people go to other spaces, other people's spaces, but if you had a common area where everybody would meet, you know, and my thinking right now is the radio might be a good place for that. So
yeah,
feel free to use these airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely. We could even have like a community board meeting.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you're talking. Michael?
Yes.
Fisher, you're Chief Technology Officer. And what's your vision for your role in this student government for this coming school year?
We have a couple. So the long-term vision is to use Stanford as a test bed before we develop a lot of software here. And then to take all that software that we develop here and do it in, build it in open source, and then zip it up and distribute it across every university. So that it's not just empowering Stanford students, but it's empowering students across the world.
And isn't that how Facebook got started? Not to say anybody's copying anything. Your idea kind of brings to mind that Facebook. I didn't even go see the movie either. I just heard the story about it. But he started college, didn't he?
Mark Zuckerberg was in college. I think maybe we share some similarities in empowering people to get in touch with each other and work in teams.
You guys all use Facebook? Everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we all use Facebook.
It's a hell of a tool, isn't it?
It's a great tool.
It's a great tracking device, too. Remember that. So, and be careful what you put on there, because it will always come back to haunt you. Always. Anyway, these are great visions. And up next, Vineet Singhal. I hope I said that right. Chair of Social Entrepreneurship. What's your goal and vision for this next school year for what you think you might be able to get done?
Bert, so I think that our major goal, and I think we have essentially one goal, and that one goal is to enable new Stanford-born nonprofits and for-profit social ventures to find legs and succeed. And essentially what we're creating is an entity that enables them to do that and find seed funding and find mentorship, and we're calling it Socially Capital. And essentially the goal of Socially Capital will be to find the best ideas, socially innovative ideas at Stanford, whether it's something dealing with war, poverty, homelessness, and provide them with much-needed funding and mentorship so the founders can essentially have the resources that they need to succeed and be empowered to take action.
Is it going to be strictly nonprofit?
The entity or the entities that we support?
The entities that you support.
No, it can be nonprofit or for-profit social ventures.
You know, quite a few companies have grown out of Stanford. Cisco, one of the biggest ones that I've heard of. Google, I'm sure you guys all know the story. They shopped the idea around campus and were told, no, it won't work. Yeah. And they finally left. They didn't even finish school. They believed in their idea so strong. And what I heard you describe, Vineet, was something that might keep a future Google here on campus, yeah. which I'm sure would have been nice for Stanford. They would have really loved that had Google been here. Yeah. But we don't need to dwell on that part of it. But, yeah, no, that's a wonderful idea. These are exciting. Siri, you guys are in some deep stuff here, man. You're this is the kind of stuff that would happen after college. And now I see it's happening in college. You think is this kind of thinking going on in universities across the country? You guys know about that, or is this unique to Stanford, or what do you think? Are you in touch with other folks? Anybody?
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing some kind of comparative analysis of other student governments over the summer a little bit, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, where as a student government you can get away with doing frivolous stuff. So I think a lot of them kind of fall into that category, but the there are a lot of people doing great work, and the exciting thing is that I think we have a team of people here who really do care and kind of want to change Stanford and then go on to change the world as well.
That's Stuart McGregor Dennis, the vice president of the student body, and Stuart, touch on that a little bit, and your vision for helping these folks get their vision done, and then what's your vision?
So I guess... abstract, more concrete. I was talking with a kind of mentor named Howard Wolf the other day, who put it in a way that I kind of liked it, and he was saying how, or kind of put in his frame, we have 1 year, a 1 year term this year, and Stanford is this huge institution. The research touches pretty much everyone in the world. We have 200,000 alumni, just hit a huge portion and create a lot of change. So if in our 1 year we can change half a degree of the direction of Stanford, that'll be huge. So I think in terms of more concretely what we're wanting to do, how we're going to go about doing that is essentially really just trying to empower a team of leaders who we've already selected to really make changes that they want to make on Stanford in kind of innovative and particularly effective thinking outside the box ways. What I really want to do in terms of concretely, there's kind of three different areas. There's like the align and unify part, where there's this huge organization, the ASSU. It has almost 500 people in it, and if we can put everyone together in the same direction, we're going to create huge change. The second part is building stuff, kind of like Michael Fisher's University in a Zip File, or Venice Socially Capital, or RSLA's Community Action Board, and Jenny Food Cabinet. I had to cover them all because I was going down the list. But essentially, if we can build all these new organizations and new initiatives that can become sustainable through the ASSU, that'll be huge. The third thing is really celebrating the Stanford experience, kind of like RSLA did, bring it all together in a huge capstone year. I kind of said it earlier, but really we could do nothing and get away with it, but we instead have a team who want to really change Stanford and go on to change the world, Bird.
Let's do this. At the end of the next quarter, we're coming into the fall quarter. At the end of the fall quarter, why don't we have you guys back on and let's get a little progress report. You guys want to do that?
Sure.
Yeah, great. Sounds good.
Absolutely. And also, while we got our producer here, off air, we'll go ahead and book each one of you for separate days. Johnny, we just set up the National Food Day, and that's going to be on October 24th, and you'll be on the air, and you got the whole hour to do whatever you want with. So we'll do this and start using these airwaves for something more than just music, although we love music here at KZSU. I want to thank all y'all for your time. Thank you very much, and this has been very enlightening for me as well. This is great. This is one of the reasons I come down here and do this on my day off. We're going to go out with a couple of songs. We're going to go out with Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and then Vineet, you picked another song, and why don't you set this up just so the folks know.
Right, Bert. I'm a pretty strong advocate for my friend's musical talents, and this is a friend of mine. His name is Paul, and he is a student at the University of Texas in Austin, and he's a up-and-coming rapper. His full name is Paul Tiger, and he's very active on YouTube. And so this is his song called D-A-N-C-E. It's a cover of D-A-N-C-E's song, and it's pretty awesome.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all for your support and time, and we'll catch you on the progress report at the end of the quarter, okay?
We're good.
Okay. All right, okay. Hit it.
Don't doubt me, my reach is infinity. Omnipotent, like I'm part of the Trinity. You see me? No, you don't. You rock the ground while I dove above the dome. Whoa, you don't touch me. You don't faze me. Swayze,
sight, become a zombie line on the dawn of a fight. So steady as the flow, like an ocean behind me. I'm constantly spitting, I'm a newborn baby. Can't stop, won't stop, boys in free fall. We ain't some exiles, just been recalled. Record execs put us down like Dow Jones. So we get house must cause Fred Flintstone. My main goal is to adjust to the tracks. Adjust, don't adjust us when I go back. Plan is a prayer, he asks for bliss. My soft godlike, so you say amen when I fit. I'll bring punchlines until a flat line, like the rhymes and just point to the dotted line. Dance stands for the version, while the A represents is a monoversion. N and C are virgins, they're always antsy, while the E is indicative of this MC. Snodge, I'm glad you know what you advance. Every time justice tells you to do the dance, you're diverting attention from your ill will to become restless. Listen to my skills, my wordplay is something you cannot exceed, like you can't beat it unless you succeed. Cut, please, duck, these, lucky, love, squeeze, sucky, up, knees, up, tease, up, peace. Don't hate or reject, I reflect my intellect. Don't think you're wretched, you expect me perfect. I'm gonna keep going like I'm Terrell Owens. Get kicked out of groups, but I'ma keep going. I stay high while you catch it low on water. At least you'll be sober to witness this slaughter. Hip hop is in dead, my first track killed it. Greatest of all time, my first verse sealed it. Damn, how can it be that perverse? Cause I disperse shit worse than a witch's curse. Rhyme scheme is so intricate, it's internal. I design things so delicate, it's eternal. Move quick like a ball of slides on glass. Finish weed as fast as fire burns your brass. I'm always pushing against the limits of Mother Nature. It's elimination, enjoy fighting with a lightsaber. Catch me outside trying to slice a brain. I'm perpetually trying to cause other cat's pain. You ain't got enough game to call my name. Know the acclaim, you're trying to put out this flame. I give everything my all and aim for the sun. Made this to the stars, but I'm still the one. Yeah, the one having fun. The one that's not human, domination begun. I'm more true than pop and bigger than fun. More true than facts and more gory than guns. It's true and both right, but your volume is non-existent. You got hype and width, but depth is what you're missing. Excuse me, I'm not trying to boast, but you know your favorite song, I was a writer for the ghost. Everything about me is as clean as a whistle. My verse is on point like an American missile. Wanna battle? See through you like an x-ray. Scared as just a piece of Uchi like it's buffet. Like Jimmy Buffett play like it's ukulele. You say nothing rhymes that I say, you crazy. Fuck it, I'm done. Thanks Wale, thanks Justice. I hope I did you justice. But now, just dance.